All right, welcome Motive listeners to the Motive Podcast, where we want to help you solve life's hardest problems and like the way you feel. I am Shaden, your host, and Bree is my awesome co-host. And yeah. Hi, Bree.
How's it going? Hey, Shaden. It's going.
Bree is battling some type of
whatever
pneumonia slash allergy slash
never ending.
She smokes way too much cigarettes.
Gosh.
Just kidding. Okay, so we're excited. So a couple days ago, Bree and I were sitting down and we were planning out some podcasts, and I said, you know, it's time to do some addiction stuff. It's something that I love to focus on and help people with in session, and it's something that often is overlooked for everybody in their life, because I think if anybody looked at their own personal life, most people have battled some sort of addiction, whether they know it or not, even if it's just nail biting.
Yeah.
You know, someone could
chocolate.
You know, it's just it's a learned behavior that you're using to cope. And yeah, chocolate's definitely one of mine. And so, but beyond that, obviously, we can become addicted to things that can destroy our lives. And so, I said, let's do a series on how I treat addiction.
Yeah.
And let's break this down.
I think this is going to be interesting because I don't really know anything about this, so I'm with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't taught Bree a lot about this, so we're going to get into it.
Okay.
So let's start. So what I'm going to teach you right now is more of the big picture of when someone comes in and say, you know, I'm trying to battle this, I'm trying to, you know, break this addiction, I introduce them to what I call the motive method. And the motive method is very simple in principle, but executing it's can be pretty tough. Mm-hmm. So the motive method is when I draw it on a board, when I draw it out for them, it's a cycle, if you will, but it isn't necessarily a perfect cycle in that one precedes the other. There's a word that I didn't know for a while, which is called ubiquity. You ever heard of that word? When something is ubiquitous?
I've heard you say it a lot.
So when something's
I don't know if I've ever heard it said.
And somebody listening might
say, like in the real world.
Yeah, I know. People don't use the word very often. Ubiquity is when something's ubiquitous, it's when multiple things are happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. And they have to be happening at the same time. So when you're overcoming an addiction, there are principles, in my opinion, that must be happening at the same time. They can't be neglected. And so most people focus on one or two of them, for example, to try to overcome an addiction when they're missing like three.
Gotcha. So they have to have the whole thing.
Yep. Okay. We have to focus on multiple areas at the same time. It doesn't mean that it's like overwhelming, but it just means it's like, you know, you have these plates that you're spinning, and you have to maintain their momentum. And if one gets neglected, you usually see a relapse or you see struggle.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, let me introduce them.
Okay.
So if I were drawing this out for all of you that are listening, if you can kind of picture it in your mind, I would write the word problem. Okay. Write problem on a piece of paper. And then I would write, at the top, I would write hope. Okay, so that's number one. In order to overcome an addiction, you have to have a hope. And hope is another word for a word goal. Okay.
Okay.
Many people think when they're trying to, let's just take pornography. That'll be our example for all of this. When someone's trying to stop pornography and they come in and I'll say, that's their problem that they would write in the middle. And I'd say, okay, so what's your hope? What do you think they say?
To stop.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the problem in that?
Well, yeah, there's nothing else. You just can't stop it.
Yep. Well, and once you stop it.
Then what?
Then what?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so we want to be careful what our actual hope is. And hope usually should be something that is created, not something that's just stopped.
Okay.
I don't like the word not when I ask people, what's your goal in here? What's your goal in therapy? Well, I don't want to feel bad anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, okay, but what would you rather have instead?
Yeah.
Right. And so that's just a little hint for everybody out there that whenever you're trying to change anything in yourself, avoid the word not and find out what you would rather have instead.
Okay.
So we have to have a hope. And a hope, the character of a hope is that it's finite. If you take it in a religious perspective too, if I had never known God and I hope I can have a hope to find him, and that's actually a finite hope, because once I find him, I found him.
Yeah.
So now what? You know, and so now that's the nature of life, is let's find more goals. Now I want to get to know him. Now I want to return to live with him. I want to be like him. And so, again, we've got to find hope. We've got to find our goal, but we have to understand that our hope is something that is reachable. It's something achievable. It's finite in nature. It's conditional. Okay. And that we can have multiple goals as well.
Okay.
So with pornography, good example for someone that would set a healthy goal, in my opinion, rather than not looking at porn, it could be, I want to feel happy with myself, or I want to be able to tell my wife once a week that I'm doing well.
Yeah.
Or I want to check in with my wife once a week, even if I'm not doing well. Or I want to be more honest. Those are things that they can do, that they can really just say yes or no, I am doing that.
Yeah. And those are goals that sound like they're actually worthwhile. You know what I mean? I'm trying to think of the best way to say that, but just saying, I'm going to stop doing this.
Yeah.
It seems flat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, because once you achieve it, and then your brain's like, okay, good job. You went 3 days without it.
Uh-huh.
And then that's when relapse happens.
Gotcha.
So, okay. So the one principle, and again, these aren't in order. These don't matter what order they're
in. Is there a shape to this if people are visually?
Circle.
Okay.
Just a circle around the problem.
Okay.
And I draw arrows both ways.
Okay.
So from the hope, we can then talk about motive. And so we just did a podcast on that should be releasing before these,
uh-huh.
right? And so you can listen to that to really learn more about what a motive is. But when it comes to addiction, the nature of it stays the same. So a motive is somebody's, the why's why. So it's our hope's hope.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's our goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's that infinite thing that I want. I want, you know, like if for someone with pornography, maybe their motive is I want to stand confident in the sight of God.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be virtuous. I want to increase my virtue every day. That's something that, yeah, it's achievable, but it's never really going to be finished.
Yeah. So right? You have one that you will accomplish and one that you can never accomplish. You're constantly working toward.
But you taste it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, is you taste it daily,
mm-hmm.
and it holds you accountable. But yeah, it's something that on your deathbed you could still be striving for.
Okay.
And we lack that, especially when somebody's trying to overcome pornography. Most of them, their deepest motive is, I'm tired of feeling this way, and I just want to stop,
mm-hmm.
and I don't like myself. And it's like, okay, all right, we need. You're telling me that you want to give, you know, this something is this pleasurable to you. It's been in your life for this long. And the greatest motive you have is to like, just not feel bad anymore.
Yeah.
Like I get it. Like that's something, but the depth of your motive better be stronger than the height of your problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the intensity.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That makes sense.
That grows. It grows. And if somebody doesn't have a super deep motive with an addiction, that's why when they say that, you know, people hit rock bottom, mm-hmm. that's often why they get better, is rock bottom creates that I've lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in so much pain. I have no choice but to be fully honest. And they find their motive in that moment. So I don't encourage it. I don't want somebody to have to go there. But at the same time, with most addictions, there has to be a rock bottom, which is a whole other podcast in and of itself for those people who are helping somebody else with an addiction,
mm-hmm.
is that's partially why you have to stop helping in certain ways.
Yeah.
Help has to take on a whole other characteristic. Because if you
stop enabling.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I see.
Yeah. If you overhelp, then they don't feel the pain they need to create motive.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Okay. So that's number two. Again, doesn't have to have an order. There's no, but it's, we'll just give them numbers to keep it simple.
So you need a hope, you need a motive.
Need a motive.
Okay.
Then we have to look at our beliefs about ourself. Okay. So our self beliefs, somebody comes in, Shane, I want to stop looking at porn and I don't really know why, it's not very clear. And I'll say, yeah. And it'll get into very quickly how ashamed of themselves they are, how worthless they really feel.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can imagine, anybody trying to change something that big with the internal identity of being worthless doesn't work out so well.
Yeah.
It doesn't work out so well. So you'll hear a lot in many Christian realms who with pornography that you have two issues going on. You got a shame, a shame problem and you have a porn problem. Mm-hmm. And usually the shame problem's big or as big or bigger.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's where this belief stuff comes in, to where we've got to figure out what you believe about yourself and what negative self-beliefs you have, which is, we feature those on our Instagram page quite often. Mm-hmm. And I have a huge list of them that I've created to be able to help people understand like how they believe about themselves, because we all have certain beliefs that need to be broken, such as I must be perfect in order to feel worth, or.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking of I listened to a podcast about pornography that Colin Karchner just did, and it talked about, the kids said that, you know, I look at pornography, I feel ashamed, and then I feel ashamed, so I look at pornography, and then I feel, you know, I look at pornography, so I feel ashamed, and then I feel ashamed, so I look, and it's a cycle, you know, that you can't get out of.
Yeah.
That feeds each other.
A two-stroke cycle that's vicious as ever.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yep, that goes on. So then, and that creates thinking, that it creates thoughts in that cycle. There's a thought part there too, that repeated thoughts over time are what create those beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So breaking those beliefs is essential to sobriety, to recovery.
That makes sense.
And that's why it's a process and not a one-time event. Although some people do have their one-time event that creates a lifetime of sobriety. Mm-hmm. It's rare. That's a unicorn. Most people are just typical horses. Not unicorns. That's a funny. Anyway, it makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so number four. Again, I keep saying it, but I'm going to keep saying it, not in order. It doesn't matter. They're just principles.
Wait, so go back. What was number three?
Self-beliefs.
Self-beliefs. Okay.
Yeah, so we have hope. Motive.
Self-beliefs.
Self-beliefs. Okay. And then we've got, so the fourth one is what most people focus on to break an addiction, which is what we call the process.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right? So our hope is kind of, is our outcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's our goal that we want. Our process is how we get there.
Okay.
So most people have the hope of just stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have, what you'll see is anyone who's attempted to break an addiction, they'll just have so many different processes, like things they've tried that have failed.
And I'm thinking of, I have this uncle I just love who smokes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tried so many things over the years.
Yeah. And it's sad,
none of them have worked, but it's I've watched them go through a lot of things.
And they would work. That's what I want. That's where anybody listening that is needing this for their personal life, that feels the hopelessness that happens
mm-hmm.
when your processes have failed, know that your processes actually were probably quite genius
mm-hmm.
at times and very, very specifically good for you, but you didn't have the other principles in line that I was just telling you about. That ubiquity wasn't occurring.
Mm-hmm.
You were a one principle fits all trying to break this.
Yeah.
I have a problem. I have this like pathetic hope of stopping.
I'm just going to try.
I have this worthlessness that I won't acknowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even really have a deep motive because I just don't think I think I've failed on my relationships anyway. And so I just got to process the tar out of myself.
Yeah.
And so they do. And they become very good at making deals with themselves and changing, you know, certain things in their life all the time, but it just ultimately fails because there's not a motive. There's not like this drive.
Yeah.
And so in other words, keep these good ideas that have helped you to be in recovery for some people months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to keep them, but we've got to add in all the other stuff as well.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, one thing that I love in, especially with pornography addiction recovery, is when I take someone's hope, which is to stop looking at pornography, let's take that from the hope category and let's put that into your process.
Oh, okay.
So stopping just is part of my process.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Because I want something else.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'd say it's not an outcome. It's more of, it's what I do.
Oh, okay.
For the outcome of, I want to be happy.
Okay.
I want to have.
So your outcome has to change because of your motive. Yep. Okay.
So exactly. We're taking stopping pornography out of our hope, because it isn't a hope,
mm-hmm.
and putting that into simply our process.
Okay.
Or like you take food, you know, it's like, I want to stop eating sugar. Okay. But why?
Yeah.
Why? You know? Okay. Cause I want to be healthy. Okay, great. Like that's kind of a motive and a goal at the same time. There's some infinite nature to healthiness, but there's also like, okay, or I want to lose 20 pounds. Okay. Now we're talking. So now sugar falls into, the process of like sugar is just something that I'm going to choose to not do because I would like to lose this weight.
Yeah.
But why do you want to lose weight?
Yeah.
I want to really show myself that I value my body or value who I am, or that I believe that I'm a healthy person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's get into your beliefs as well. Cause if you just believe you're a pathetically fat person that has no future, you think losing weight's going to help that?
Yeah.
No. We've got to change the belief as well.
Okay. So you can insert anything into this then. So people listening,
anything.
Pornography, alcoholism, substance abuse, pills.
Biting your nails.
I'm
so proud of myself. In 2020, at 35 years old, I have not bit my nail. Bit a nail. What's the word?
I don't know.
Bit. I haven't put my teeth to my nails, which is so nasty. I am not afraid to talk about it. It's my whole life.
Yeah.
And so it's been interesting to. Shelly bought me clippers for Christmas.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, I said I want you to put this in my process because I don't know the last time it was that I actually clipped my nails, Shelly.
Really?
Like maybe my mission. And because Germans are big time, like don't. And I think that influenced me a lot
to not bite your nails.
Uh huh. Like it's like you just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you do blow your nose at the dinner table in Germany, by the way. They don't care about that. Story for another time. But yeah, so you can add in any habit you have. Habits, addictions are the same thing.
Yeah.
Addictions are just more chronic, more neurologically intertwined into your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Habits are getting there.
Yeah.
But it's addiction often has a psychological side to it where your emotions are highly tied into the behavior you're doing.
And a chemical, is that?
Yeah, which includes chemical reaction and all that. Mm-hmm. Whereas habits still have that, but it's not as psychological.
Biting your nails doesn't release all these endorphins.
Well, who knows?
Who knows?
It's maybe why I'm so immune to COVID. My life of nail biting. Sorry for everybody that's grossed out right now.
But I hope everyone listening can be as raw as this, though.
This is life, man. We're human.
I think it's important, though, to point out because, you know, if I'm listening to this as a bystander here, I would think, well, I'm not addicted to pornography. I'm not addicted to alcohol. I don't smoke. I don't, you know, abuse over-the-counter drugs. I've never even been around substances my whole life, you know. So how can I put this into play? So, yeah, there are things, if I think about that, whether it's nail biting or eating too much chocolate or, you know, whatever, that, yeah, it's all the same thing, that you have to have this ubiquitous process of, you know, to make it work.
Yep. Love it. And I was going to call this in the beginning the ubiquity method, but most people don't know what that means. So,
yeah,
I just went with motive. So
the motive method.
Yep.
Okay.
So
awesome.
One other one is the last one that I didn't used to teach it. I would just do these four principles, and now I've added a fifth.
Mm-hmm.
So the fifth principle is mentorship or mentor. You have to have
a
mentor.
Yeah, I think that would be huge.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that, again, this is why there's no order.
Mm-hmm.
But you need someone that, especially with a habit, just like I just admitted publicly, very publicly, that I have bit my nails my whole life, basically.
Oh, I think most people do.
2020 is rocking out for me because I have it.
I love it.
Amidst everything, I can at least say that. So when we admit to somebody else, when we're able to be honest, then we don't come into the principle of being as sick as our secrets. And
oh,
I think
yeah.
you've heard me say mm-hmm. that. But we truly are as sick as our secrets and honest as our health and healthy as our honesty.
Yeah, I like that.
And we should make a t-shirt about that one.
We should.
So then, so when you have a mentor, that it allows you to, instead of just like after a major relapse and like finally admitting I'm struggling, a mentor would be someone that you could even say, yeah, I had a couple like tempting thoughts yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And someone you can talk to.
Yeah.
So to summarize, we've got to have a hope that's reachable
mm-hmm.
or multiple hopes that are reachable that you're striving for. The research says usually whenever you're doing anything in life, by the way, is to not have more than three goals.
Okay.
The research suggests that if you have more than three, even three itself is not a great number, but two is best. One is even better.
Okay.
When you're just a singular focus is we're just, that's how we're hardwired.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to have more than three goals in anything we're doing. It's just overwhelming. Number two, we want our motive, which is more infinite. It's more purpose driven. It's more mission driven. Like mm-hmm. this is, you know, a motive doesn't have to have anything to do with pornography at all.
Yeah.
And we have to then look at our beliefs about what we believe about ourselves internally mm-hmm. and break out of our negative beliefs in a hardcore way, which is way beyond just changing our thoughts. Mm-hmm. Changing our thoughts is included, but it's big. And then we've got to ensure that we have a really good process involved in what we're and how we're going to do this. And then we also need to have connection, which is through a mentor or multiple mentors to increase our honesty and to take away shame.
Yeah.
So
when we go into these next ones, are we going to break them down?
We could. I just broke them down decently, like pretty well.
Okay.
But let's do our next podcast. Let's jump into some of them individually.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
For people to look forward to. Yeah. I really like this because I can think of, you know, we all know people who are addicted to one thing or another. And of course, most of the time, I think we think of substance or mm-hmm. pornography, you know, the big heavy hitters. But, you know, as you've been talking, I've been thinking about, you know, those relationships or those people and thinking, yeah, like I can see where maybe they have failed or, you know, the people that are still using.
Yeah.
Because they don't have that whole thing. It's just one thing or another thing or.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is really powerful.
Good. Yeah. It's given away the, I mean, this is like dead giveaway of like, I mean, this is taking what people spend thousands of dollars for and just putting it on a 20-minute podcast. So I hope people that are hearing it, I mean, this is a lifetime of study for me and personal experience too, to figure out what is it that just helps? What are the principles that help facilitate someone to truly have freedom?
Yeah.
And of course, I hope anybody listening knows like none of this occurs without Christ mm-hmm. in their life. And I would never attempt to sit here and say, this is how you can do it without him. Never. And I don't care who's listening that if you don't agree, I respect your opinion too, but it's to have that, that power involved in this is so it's essential. It's not a help.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's the foundation necessity. Of all of it. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
So, yep.
All right. Well, before we wrap up, don't forget to leave us a rating or review, specifically if you're an Apple podcast listener. That seems to be where most of our people come from. And we'd love if you'd go on and leave us a review so we can see what you think and help us be visible to those around us. And thank you to those who have.
Yep. Thanks for listening. And remember, the worth of your soul is great. All right.